with the Nebraska LEAD program on the International Study Travel Seminar in Argentina. I'm Adam Smith, and I'm standing here with Shane Benfelt from Gibbon and Thomas Kluver from Fairfield, and we are near Salto, Argentina, on the farm of Sebastian Forcat. They farm about 2,000 hectares, which is 5,000 acres, and we've seen a variety of things here on the farm. Let's start with talking with Shane Benfelt. And Shane, what was your impression coming in, and how did that match up to the crops we've seen on the Forcat farm?
I was expecting large farms from what I've heard, and sounds like this is a pretty good-sized farm. Kind of what surprised me was they face the same problems that we do. They run the same types of equipment, same populations for corn and soybeans, and the seed production is the same. So overall, I'm kind of astonished that you can go to the other side of the world and they face the same issues that we do.
We've seen a few center pivots out in the field, but those are mostly for a certain purpose.
Yeah, they only use pivots mainly for seed production. They have a problem getting to quality water, so they try to save it for their most profitable commodities.
The rain is pretty consistent here. Even in a dry year, they said, I think we figured it out, about 40 inches this past year. Thomas Kluver, talk a little bit about your impressions of the Forcat farm.
Yeah, they've got a beautiful farm here. The farm, the countryside looks really familiar with what we've got back home. But one thing that kind of struck me was the diversity that they have here. They do have, they have a long growing season. They can grow crops year round here. So while we do see corn and soybeans today, they also grow green peas, yellow peas, coriander, canola, wheat's in the rotation too. So they grow other crops than what we're used to seeing back home.
Well, anything else that you would like to share with maybe some of your neighbors in the Fairfield area?
Kind of just to go off what Shane said. I mean, I saw mare's tail, pigtail, velvet leaf out in the field. We just talked to one of the hired hands here at the farm, and he said they're struggling with herbicide resistance too. So that's not unique to home.
No, thank you, Thomas. Thanks, Shane, as well. As you see off over my shoulder on the horizon, it does look an awful lot like the Cornhusker State. And we look forward to bringing you more reports from Argentina, and then we'll be off to Uruguay in just a few days as well on the International Study Travel Seminar with LEAD 36. For the Nebraska LEAD Program and the Rural Radio Network, I'm Adam Smith.